The Quebec-based band Mélanson Electrotrad have been blending traditional music with electronic sounds for around 5 years now. Their method involves digging into the archives to find European folk songs once loved across North America and reinterpreting them with help of modern instruments. For their latest album, they've gone back to their roots, doing interviews with neighbours to record local folk songs. Joining me now are members of the band, Mélanson herself, Alex de Grosbois-Garon, and David Boulanger. They're all with me in the breakfast studio. I'm happy to say welcome to you all.
Thank you.
Welcome back to you all. Your music comes under this genre, which is called electro-trad. Why were you drawn to this style, to mixing the old and the new in this way?
Well, we thought it would be appealing maybe to young people to mix this old music with something that was more modern. And this is really something that we branded, that we thought it would be fun to kind of create, to invent. And we just jumped into it and we go as it come. And we're becoming more electro in the sound and more traditional in the way that we are finding the sources and the way that we are thinking the music.
Well, let's talk about that. Yes, because you're electro, but you're a folk band. You're playing at the National Folk Festival, for instance. So tell us about the traditional side of electro trad. What is this music? What are these songs? Where are you getting them from?
Well, these songs from this album, Les Millésimes, our second album, are from archives where we went to listen to audio archive to really get the sense of the interpretation, the original interpretation. And now what we've been doing...
What do you find in the archives? Well, you find reel-to-reel tapes?
Yes, or? Exactly. Exactly, yeah. And also like the wax cylinder that have been digitalized. So we listen to these. And then when a song is appealing to us, when we find there's a little twist to it, a little rhythm that's interesting, we kind of vision that song in
But in it is track. It's the folk music from where?
Well, it's from mainly from Quebec, our songs come from France, but sometimes it's from North America because they have French songs in the United States. For instance, one song was from 1934, collected by American folklorist Alan Lomax, and this song was from Louisiana and it's in French.
So originally, were you folk singers? Were you lovers of folk music or were you lovers of electro music?
Well, I was grown up in a traditional music family. My dad he plays harmonica and accordion, and my mom plays fiddle. And I grew up with a lot of jam sessions at home and going to dance evenings and things like that.
Folk dances.
And I started to have my first traditional music band back in the mid-90s. I was a bass player, so I was playing funky bass lines, behind reels and songs, and then picked the flute, and then 10 years later met Mélisande, and at some point we thought it would be nice to mix her background as a pop singer and with my background as a traditional musician.
For this album, the latest album, you actually did something a little bit different. You didn't just go to the archives and the libraries. You talked to people, I understand, in your neighborhood. Tell me about that process.
Well, that is for the next album, actually.
Oh, the upcoming album.
But yeah. We are doing some songs en primeur at the National Folk Fest from this upcoming album. And yes, we've done some research along the bank of Richelieu River, which is in our area, and we met elders and they talked to us about their lives, their song, they sang their songs, and we met like so many awesome people and made great connection, and then we could really...
And did they just sing their songs for you? Is that how you learned them?
Yeah. And they talk to us and we have like these like hours long meeting and they sing songs. And then we realize one song is being sung, you know, in one part of the river and then all the way to the other part. And then we say, oh, well, this song is interesting because it traveled all along the river. And so this is how we find the song for the next album. And this has been the most interesting part so far.
Yeah, that's really grassroots research, isn't it? Well, what are you going to sing for us today?
Plantons la vigne. Which is a very, very old song, 5 centuries old song, telling the steps that go into the winemaking process.
Perfect. Let's hear it.
la voilà la jolie vigne au vin de vigne en branche. La voilà la jolie branche, branchie, branche, branchons le vin. La voilà la jolie branche au vin de branche en feuille. La voilà la jolie feuille,
feuille, feuille, feuillons le vin.
La voilà la jolie feuille au vin de feuille en branche. La voilà la jolie branche,
branchie, branche, branchons le vin. La voilà la jolie branche au vin. Didididam, didididididam, didididam, 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 didididam.
De grappe en cuve, la voilà la jolie cuve. Cubi, cuva, cubons le vin. La voilà la jolie cuve au vin. De cuve en presse, la voilà la jolie presse.
Pressi, presso, pressons le vin. La voilà la jolie presse au vin.
De presse en tonne, la voilà la jolie tonne.
Tonne, tonne, tonnons le vin.
La voilà la jolie tonne au vin. De tonne en cave, la voilà la jolie cave.
Cave, cave, cavons le vin. La voilà la jolie cave au vin.
La voilà la jolie cruche, cruchy, crucha, cruchons le vin. La voilà la jolie cruche au vin, de cruche en coupe. La voilà la jolie coupe,
coupi, coupa, coupons le vin. La voilà la jolie coupe au vin,
de coupe en bouche. La voilà la jolie bouche,
bouchy, boucha, bouchons le vin.
La voilà la jolie bouche au vin, de bouche en tête. La voilà la jolie tête,
tête, tête, tête, on le vin. La voilà la jolie tête au vin. Dididam, dididadilililam, 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 dididam, dididadilililam. Dididam, dididadilililam, dididam, dididadilililam, dididam, dididadilililam, dididam, dididadilililam.
Fantastic, so much energy. That's Melisande Electrotrad with Planton de la Vigne. They're playing at the Vanguard in Sydney tonight. Then they're off to the National Folk Festival in Canberra. It's being set up all week. I'm told it looks fantastic. So if you're in and around or not doing much, head to Canberra for the National Folk Festival. It's always great.